Today in Your Health, a sequel. 6 years ago, we brought you the story of two parents searching for a drug that could help their son, Andy. Andy was born with Fragile X, a genetic syndrome that left him autistic and intellectually disabled. Here's Andy's mother, Katie Clapp, talking about what she and her husband hoped to achieve for their son, who was then 19.
We're not expecting a miracle or to make up for his 19 years of development, but if we can watch improvement happen, that's a dream.
Andy is now 25 years old, and a lot has happened in his life. Last year, he began taking an experimental drug, a drug made possible by the efforts of his parents. This fall, NPR's John Hamilton visited the family's home in West Newbury, Massachusetts, and he brings back a story of success, disappointment, doubt, and hope.
Andy Trenfalia has just returned from the farm where he spends most of the day. Now he wants mango juice.
Mango juice.
Andy, can you pour it in your cup, please?
Oh. Let's get out.
Ooh. Okay, gotta stop.
Stop.
When I first met Andy in 2008, he didn't say much. Now he can string together sentences with three or four words. He's also more social. In other words, Andy is doing somewhat better. But his mother, Katie Clapp, says there was a period last year when Andy seemed to get much better.
For a short time, we did see great improvements in Andy, in his behavior and the way he spoke.
Katie says the improvements came while her son was taking an experimental drug. That drug was identified after many years of work by a research foundation called Fraxa.
We started Fraxa in 1994.
Katie Clapp and her husband, Mike Trenfalia, didn't know much about running a foundation. He's a psychiatrist, she's a computer scientist. And they had no idea their foundation would go on to involve thousands of parents and fund more than $24 million in research on Fragile X. But from the start, the couple made smart decisions. One of these was that Fraxa should support a researcher at MIT named Mark Baer, who eventually made a big discovery. He found evidence that Fragile X disrupts an important pathway in the brain. Mike Trenfalia says Baer also realized that drug companies were already working on so-called new molecules that might help repair this pathway.
The first time that Mark Baer told us about his breakthrough finding, he mentioned a kind of prototype molecule. It was called MPEP.
And drugs based on MPEP were being tested by two major pharmaceutical companies, Novartis and Roche. The companies hoped their drugs would prove useful for treating depression or addiction. But Mike and Katie began lobbying the companies to try their drugs on people with Fragile X. Mike Trenfalia pointed out that any drug able to reduce the autism in people with Fragile X might help millions of other people with autism.
And after a while, it worked. We finally got their attention, and they were convinced that a drug trial using some of these compounds was worth doing.
Katie says that was a huge step.
It was just extraordinary to see this happen, to see major commitment from drug companies and excitement.
An even bigger step was getting their son into one of the drug trials. At first, it wasn't possible because they were taking place in cities a long way off.
These trials that we worked so hard to get started finally, after several years, opened up near us in Boston. So we were able to enroll Andy in the Novartis trial. And I do believe he was the last patient enrolled.
Andy began taking pills. At the time, no one knew whether they were sugar pills or the drug. But both Katie and Mike saw a change in their son. He wasn't cured, but he was less rigid and more talkative. Katie says for years, she and Andy had shared a joke. She would say, "I like that house." Then Andy would say, "Nah, I don't like it." Then one day during the drug trial, Katie mentioned a house she liked.
And this time he says, "Yes, I like it too. It has red shutters." And he said it immediately. There was no delay. There was no fuzzy, blurry noise. He responded to me like any person would.
Mike and Katie would find out later that Andy had been receiving the drug, not a placebo. So after nearly 20 years, it looked like the couple's dream had come true. Mike Trenfalia says before long, Novartis held a meeting to announce the results of its drug trial.
And so we went into that meeting fully expecting great results, because at the time our son had been on the full dose of the Novartis drug for about a month, and he was just doing incredibly well. And I thought, well, there's no way this doesn't work. This is amazing. And they presented these results, and the numbers were just unbelievably bad.
The drug may have been helping Andy, but overall, it didn't seem to work.
It was truly devastating. It did take maybe 6 or 9 months for me to really get over it emotionally, let's say.
It didn't help that a second drug, the one from Roche, also failed in a large Fragile X trial. As for the improvement in Andy, Mike and Katie say they wondered whether they had just seen what they wanted to see. They also wondered whether the drug had failed because its effect decreased over time, something they noticed with Andy.
The failures in these trials obviously led us to question everything, and one of the things that it led us to question was the basic method we were using.
The method of funding basic scientific research in the hope that it would lead to a treatment. In the end, they decided their approach was sound, and that the drug really had helped their son. Mike says as a scientist, he knew that was possible.
Most clinical trials have some people who do really well, even when the overall result is not necessarily great. And for those folks, it's really hard to have that drug go away.
The Novartis drug Andy took will probably never be marketed for any disease. The other drug, the one made by Roche, may eventually be used to treat depression. Katie Clapp says the results are a huge disappointment, but not a failure.
To actually see an Andy I never, ever thought I would ever see, to talk to Andy and have him talk back, was incredible. And that was a success because it shows me it's there.
And Katie says she and her husband will keep searching for a drug to treat Fragile X.
We can't give up because we have Andy.
John Hamilton, NPR News.